Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, it's one for the money, two for the show, three to get ready. Now go, cat, go, but don't you step on my blue suede shoe.
But Carl Perkins bringing this back there. That's an oldie. That's a serious oldie. 23 after. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame, and I am the Small Business Advocate. Please check out my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. You can read, you can listen, you can watch the videos. We have increasing number of videos there. We're creating more and more every week. So check those out at smallbusinessadvocate.com. And thousands of articles, thousands of podcasts, of past interviews like the ones we've had with our good friend Janet Christie, who's with us right now. She's the founder and the president of Leverage and Development. Leverageanddevelopment.com, right, Janet?
Correct.
All spelled out. She's the author of Capitalizing on Being Woman-Owned. That's one of her many books. Janet, thanks again for hanging out with us. You're still worked up over the way politicians pander to small business owners. They think they can just say our name and get our vote, and we know that we're not just a pretty face, are we, Janet? We got some substance here. We want them to take us seriously, don't we?
We absolutely do, and I'm not sure that they understand what they're saying. I don't know if somebody else writes the speech for them or what, but I'm not sure that they are saying what's in their heart or in their mind, but just saying. For instance, you know, they so often, I'd like for them to be direct, but what they do is say, instead of just saying, I will, or I want to, or I can, or something like that, they say, I will tell you, or I would say to you that, and I'm like, just tell me.
Right.
So, you know, I'd like
you're
for them to
stop,
be direct.
Stop speechifying and talk to me.
Yes, because if you're in a small business, and somebody asks you a tough question, and you know the answer is probably not going to be to their liking, or you don't exactly know how to answer the question, then you put phrases in front of it that kind of cushion it, and
yeah.
You
mm-hmm.
maybe put something at the end that you know, if you're listening, says I don't really know what I was talking about. I was talking to with a sales manager one time, and he was talking about one of his salespeople, and she apparently was very good at what she did, but sometimes she got a little bit excited when she was making a presentation, and she was meeting with a customer, and she went on and on about something, and maybe started to get a little too much into the technical than she was prepared to discuss, and the prospect said to her, well, how does that work? And she said, paused for a minute, and then she said, very well.
Well, I agree with you. I mean, they just need to talk to us. They just need to be direct. They just need to say what they mean. But it's amazing. You know, it's like they've gotten into this debate mentality where no matter what you ask them, they're going to answer the way they want to answer, never mind what you ask them, right?
Oh, yes. They don't necessarily answer the question. And I think some of it is that they're I'm probably being too hard on them, because I think some of it is that they're frightened, and they're frightened about what the media will say. I remember when I was selling 911 service to a county. Now that's, everybody's like, you had to sell that? But we actually did. And it invaded a lot of turfs, all the fire departments and the sheriff's departments and police departments, and that meant they all had to work together, and they actually had to relinquish their control of the dispatch for it to go to a center where the 911 calls came in. But that was actually very difficult, and trying to convince them that this was going to be beneficial, it was a tough sell. So I had to answer some hard questions. And they didn't really understand the technical stuff, so we had to come to terms on it. But it was an important issue, and everybody had to actually talk about it, not just talk in general terms.
Not just speechify.
Of course, we want
Well, the problem I think politicians have with small business issues, Janet, is that they don't understand it. They don't know. And see, this is the problem. See, this is what's amazing to me, Janet. Do you know that that almost one third of the entire population of America either owns a small business or works for a small business? If you add up all the numbers, one third, including every man, woman, and child in America, one third works for. And if you take out the people who are retired and the children, it's about two thirds of the active people in the marketplace are work for or own a small business. Why do we allow politicians to get away with not understanding what this huge segment does and what's important to them? How do we do that?
Well, I think we're not holding them accountable, and I think that we have to do that. But also, when we accept what the media gives us instead of doing our own research, I mean, we should be researching candidates just as much as we research a prospect.
That's exactly right. Well said. Well, this is something Americans have got to do more of, because one thing you know for sure, Janet, we can't count on the media to give us the truth. That's to give us the information that's out there, and oftentimes the truth. Hey, Janet, give us the website again, please.
It's leverageanddevelopment.com.
Good job today. Come back soon.
All right. Thanks.
We'll see you next time. Janet Christie, ladies and gentlemen, she'll be back another day. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after these messages. Don't go away.
But when you're walking down the street and you ain't had it.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.